Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Walt, certainly the excitement around town is starting to build up here as the Bills get ready to take on the Kansas City Chiefs in the AFC Championship game already this upcoming Sunday. What are you expecting in terms of business this upcoming Sunday when the Bills get ready to face the Chiefs?
Well, we expect it to be one of the busiest days we've ever had, honestly. But that's not that different from a lot of the big games we've had. You know, if you take a Miami game or the Lions game, the Rams game, there was a couple of games which were just much, much busier for different reasons. Certainly whenever they're playing away, that has a huge impact on our business. You know, home games, we still do really well during those, but obviously there was, you know, whatever, almost 80,000 people that are headed toward the game. So not as many people are at home in Buffalo watching the game, but when they're away, we always do better. But obviously when the stakes are this high, it's going to be as busy as it's ever been.
I know that maybe this has been something that, I don't know if you've thought of, but how do operations change for you when it comes to these playoff games, if any? Are you having extra staff on hand? Are you doing anything differently in terms of bringing in more people or having more readily available just in case?
Yeah, we're at full staff for the Bills, thankfully, have been fantastic in the Josh Allen era. And almost every week, every Sunday, every Monday, whatever the game is, Thursday, it's always very busy for us. People really get excited about getting together, and pizza and wings is part of that tradition or that superstition or whatever you want to say. It's just something that goes well with Bills football, and it has. And as they do better and better every year, we get busier and busier every year. So to answer your question fully, yes, we'll staff up. And then part of the planning is we have so much experience with it. We definitely stay in control of it. We look at the schedules. Our district manager, Ron, looks at the schedules in detail, make sure they're planned correctly. Drivers are available. We're actually on, DoorDash, Uber Eats, and we have our own online platform. We have all those dialed in and running to full capacity. We have to do a little bit of limiting on our menu. We take away a few of the things that kind of slow us down to make sure we're in a total service mode, so we can satisfy as many of our customers as we can. We take a lot of pre-orders, so we're prepared for that. And we do things a little bit differently as how far as we set up. So there's a lot of planning. With Franco's, we want to make sure that the pizza you get on Sunday night at 6 o'clock is the same as you get on Tuesday at 2 o'clock. Same high quality, same fantastic experience. And I think we do that as well as anybody. And it's our planning that really sets us apart with that.
Now, I know that the Bills have to get there first, but if the Bills win Sunday and they do manage to get to the Super Bowl, how does that really change things up? Because I think that brings another whole different element to the game plan, right?
That's actually really funny. It's kind of dangerous. Like, we don't even want to talk about it, do we? Because they're superstitious, right? I think we, we're all in this together. We're in the business side where we obviously sell food around the Bills' success, but we still want to be the Bills to be successful at the end of the day. We're all kind of the same thing. And so we like to play that one day at a time, right? And plan that out one at a day at a time. But I would be lying to you if I said we didn't kind of have some very high level discussions about that, what that would look like if we ever did, not just this year, but every year. Because we think we're going to do it every year, right? So we talk about that, the menu, the setup, what we think we could expect, and how we would make sure the team that's there is enjoying the game as well, whether we do some stuff in the store to make sure that the games are playing and we're all of that. We also talk about the amount of pre-order that we would expect. Now, pre-orders are one of those things that have gotten bigger and bigger every gosh, almost every game. Customers really want to be at home watching a game. They don't want to be like driving out and getting stuck somewhere or leaving at halftime. They want to get their orders. So we do a lot of pre-orders ahead of time, and they understand how busy we are, and they know that they have to really pre-order and get their order in ahead of time to make sure that they get the specific time slot they want and the items that they want, and to get home and enjoy the game. So we definitely had some high-level discussion. And obviously, if it ever were to happen, it would probably be completely just, the whole city would just be just partying and enjoying themselves. And I'm sure, just like I said, talking about that eventuality is kind of superstitious, that like we don't want to talk about it too much. To that point, I think pizza and wings are part of that routine that you go through. If you've had pizza and wings every single game, you're going to have definitely a pizza and wings at this game. And Super Bowl is the biggest wing day of the year. We'll sell, there's a lot of days like Valentine's Day, Halloween, where we'll sell probably just as many pizzas as any, given Super Bowl. But wings are a 50% increase. Wings are completely a different thing on those days. And so the overall business is a lot bigger because of that.
And when it comes to the day after the game, I know that some business owners that have been already thinking about, hey, if the Bills make it there, if they win, or even after, if they make the Super Bowl is a significant step as well. The very next day, there's some business owners that are already starting to talk about, okay, like changing operations just a little bit to allow people to either recover from the night before celebrating, or even however that may be. Is there anything in your mind that you're thinking of in those terms of like the day after the big game, whether it be this week or the Super Bowl, to give employees some extra time? Or in your eyes, is it maybe a matter of, no, we have to keep the celebration going and we got to keep going as business as usual?
Yeah, we still serve customers. People are still going to go to work on Monday, every day. After this coming Sunday, people will still go to work on Sunday. We do a lot of drop-off catering for a lot of offices and businesses. Those customers will still want that, what they want. But it's also going to be, a lot quieter than it would be the day before. So obviously, every hand won't be on deck, but we'll have our core team there. It's not going to be. It almost feels like, I'm not sure if you ever worked in this kind of business, but it almost feels like slow motion the next day, because it's so fast paced, and there's so many things happening at one time. The next day is just a lot slower and a lot slower feeling, even though it may not necessarily represent that way in the numbers, because we'll still do pretty decent, because we're still doing, we're still a people still want to order our food for work, et cetera. But it's just the team is it's just a different feeling. But if the next day we're winning, it's going to be, will anyone even sleep? I don't know. Everyone will just, who knows what'll be happening.
That's a very fair point. Well, anything else you want to add to our conversation that maybe we haven't discussed?
For every game, it really helps everybody, including the customer and the operators, to order ahead of time. And a lot of our customers do, but if you order ahead of time, you're going to be really satisfied. I always talk about, for games like this one in particular, a lot of people will be the biggest traffic will be right before the game. It just works out that way. And we want everyone to be at home enjoying themselves for the game. And our food heats up wonderfully. Getting the food earlier, keeping it cool, and which is easy, obviously, right now, put it in the garage, right? And then heat it up in the oven at 350 for like 10 minutes or so. Some would argue it almost tastes better. And then you can enjoy your food when you want it, piping hot, and then not have to worry about going on the roads with the weather and the traffic, pre-order, all that kind of stuff.